WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, 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 hey
This is Sonia Dar, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So that was just Boys by the Beatles. Today we are having a full day of Ringo songs from the Beatles.
Wait, what is your name?
Oh, sorry. I'm Anjali. I'm Sonia's sister. I'm back again after last Sunday.
Yeah, today we're subbing for Joe and V. They're running a marathon.
Oh, that's so good. Cool. Luck. Have fun. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
But today we are playing only Ringo songs.
Exclusively
Ringo
songs.
Until we run out for the hour. I hope you all enjoy. Do you have the history behind the song?
Oh, yeah. So that was just Boys by the Beatles. It was originally written by an American pop group, but the Beatles decided to cover it because they love the song so much. But you can tell from the song content that it's about boys. And so a lot of people thought they were very gay after they...
Wait, no way.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Because it was the 1960s, so everyone was like, oh my God.
It wasn't illegal, though, was it?
It was illegal, I believe.
Wow.
But yeah, they literally didn't care. So they just recorded it. It's a good song. I like it a lot. And it's Ringo's first song from the Beatles, like with the Beatles, so...
Well, not first song singing.
No, it's actually his first song...
Playing the drums?
No, not playing the drums. First song singing of the Beatles.
That's what
sorry.
I said.
Yeah.
LOL.
Okay.
Okay, so the next song is I Want to Be Your Man by the Beatles. I hope
song
you enjoy.
By Ringo.
Yeah. Thank God for Ringo. All right. Here we go.
Mama, baby, I want to be your man. I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. I want to be your man. 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 Tell me that you love me, baby. Let me understand. Tell me that you love me, baby. I want to be your man. I want to be your man. Let me be your little dog till your big dog comes.
when you won't. Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. I say you will when you won't, honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet, but well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George, one time for me.
Was Act Naturally by the Beatles, sung by Ringo. As we all know, we're doing an hour full of Ringo songs, because Ringo never gets enough love.
Yeah, and it's like for the bit.
A little bit. That song was very fitting for Ringo, so he, even though he is arguably the worst singer of the Beatles, he was the best actor, actually. You know, in a lot of their films, like Help and Hard Day's Night, he had a lot of lead roles among the four of them, so yeah. I think that song is very...
If you haven't watched the Beatles movies, they're all really good.
Debatably.
They're really...
They're very dated, I would say. They're very old, but they're good.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
they're
fair,
classics.
That's
But yeah, so we are moving, flying right through the years here. I feel like Ringo doesn't have many
doesn't
songs,
have that
so
many songs.
We started with 1963,
Does
now
Does he
we're...
have more songs towards the end of the Beatles?
I think a few.
He has like
more?
One per album.
One per album. I think that's what they really stuck to. But yeah, so we just finished up with like 1965, 1966. We're skipping Yellow Submarine because neither of us can bear to listen to it right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Yellow Submarine fans, but you can listen to that on your own time.
So we're moving right through to 67 now with Sgt. Pepper's. He had With a Little Help from My Friends. I love that song.
That's our song up next. And one of our good friends is listening to us. Shout out to Chloe. She's doing her laundry, so I hope you're having a good Sunday morning.
Perfect Sunday activity.
Yeah. All right. So the next song is With a Little Help from Your Friend.
From Friends.
Friends?
Little Help from My Friends.
From My Friends.
By My Friends. From My Friends, yeah.
LOL. By the Beatles. I hope you enjoy.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do
So that was Good Night by the Beatles, again sung by Ringo. For those of you who are just joining us, we're doing an hour full of Ringo songs. Well, as long as we can have enough songs to play. I really like that song because the orchestration is great. That's when the Beatles were first playing.
Yeah, it's such a sweet song.
It really is. Would you play that for your, if you had a baby, Sonia, would you play it for your baby before they went to bed? Like, is it that kind of song?
I probably wouldn't think of it.
Okay. It's kind of my go-to when I go to bed.
Really?
Not really.
Every night.
I feel like it's a good song. Anyways,
it's
we're nearing...
number one top streaming song on Spotify Wrapped.
No, it'll be something else, I swear. Okay, so now that we're nearing kind of the half hour, it's time for our PSA. So did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are actually allowing you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amount of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from TUS Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
What's your favorite probiotic or food?
Kefir.
Kefir.
Yogurt is really good, but like kefir is really, I like kefir a lot.
I like kombucha.
Kombucha's
good.
But
recently our favorite kombucha brand has been tasting like yeast instead of like kombucha.
Yeah.
Which is really upsetting. So if anyone can recommend us any good kombucha brands, let me know.
Yeah, because that one's kind of not going to the wayside now.
But we won't expose them on WMFO today. next up we have Ringo's second song on the White Album, which is remarkable for Ringo.
It's a record for him.
Wow. And it's actually one of my favorite songs off of the White Album. I don't think my dad liked it very much when I was younger, so he would get mad whenever I played it. But Don't Pass Me By, great hit. Let's hear it now.
Your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock a ticking on the shelf. See the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, and why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore?
waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hurt me so. Oh, I hate to see you go, don't pass me by.
Octopus's Garden by the Beatles, sung by Ringo, obviously. For those of you that are just joining us, we are listening to only Ringo songs this hour, because the man needs a little love.
But hey, that was the last Ringo song from the Beatles.
Oh, also, that was for my boyfriend, Monk, who told me that that was his favorite Beatles song the other day, which I was very surprised about, but glad that we got to play that for him.
I hope he's listening.
But that's Ringo's last song that he sung from the Beatles.
Do you know the story?
Of Octopus's Garden?
Yeah.
Do you know the story?
He went on vacation because he was mad, and he went on some cruise.
Oh, and then he didn't write it, did he?
I think so.
Whoa. Ringo doesn't really compose all that often.
We need to brush up on our Ringo history.
But it certainly is a very fun children's song.
No. It's a proper adult song.
It's on theme with Yellow Submarine, though, so maybe he was going for that.
The nautical vibe.
Yes, for sure.
Wow.
But yeah, so we're done now with Ringo songs from the Beatles. So now we're moving into his solo career, if you could say that he had one.
We only know a few of his solo career songs. And one of them is interesting.
It sounds great, just don't really listen to the lyrics, I think.
Yeah.
But this is jumping into his album that he released in 73. It's when our dad graduated from high school.
Wow.
Throwing it back.
All right, let's go. This one is Photographed by Ringo Starr.
Go!
So that was Photograph by Ringo Starr. I actually just received intel from my dad that he wrote that song because he took so many pictures of his time when he was in the Beatles of his friends, George and John and Paul, and so he decided to write a song about it. Isn't that That's so sweet?
That's so... Ringo is so wholesome.
You know, even in his solo career, all he can think about are his best buddies.
Well, I guess it was only like 3 years after
yeah.
he split up.
Yeah.
Man, it's hurting.
I know. I also have another really cute Ringo story. So when they were nearing the end and they were arguing, especially John and Paul really hated each other, Ringo just like walked out on one of their recording sessions and he was really upset. You know, he didn't want to come back. But George finally convinced him to come back. And when he came back, his drum kit was covered in flowers as like an apology to him, a little ode to Ringo. Aww. So they all really loved each other. I think it was, you know, a bit hard in the end, but, you know, the love was still there, I think.
Yeah. And I feel like the love is still there. Like, if you don't follow Ringo on Instagram, you really should.
You know, it's peace and love.
He's my favorite influencer.
Peace and love. That's all he says is peace and love.
I wish my usage of emojis was as good as Ringo's.
I know, it's very extensive. The broccoli emoji makes a comeback quite often.
Yeah.
But yeah, very colorful, very, very peace and love on brand with Ringo.
Good for him. He's doing it right.
He is.
Except this next song.
Yeah, so again, don't really listen to the lyrics. The sound is very good. It's called You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. Let's not read into it too much Ringo Starr, so give it a listen. So, in Ringo's defense, he actually did not write that song. He just covered it. And I also recently just learned that Paul and him actually reunited to record the song. So, the kazoo that you heard in the little cute bridge was Paul's voice just, like, warped. Everyone thought it was a kazoo, but it was actually just Paul McCartney doing his little
thing. Thank God they were reunited to make that song.
I know. Best buddies. That's what I'm saying. They were all really good buddies. Ringo was not beefing with anyone.
I wonder if the Beatles with, like, the least beef are, like, the ones who are the most alive.
Maybe the, like, anger in their heart. No, let's not comment on that, though. It's okay. Very sad that those two died.
The next song is called Time on My Hands by Ringo. Apparently it's his new song.
So it's a pre-release single of the album that he's releasing in January. I didn't know that Ringo released new music. Apparently it's country. We've never heard it before, so apologies in advance if it's really awful. Horrible.
And that's going to be our last Ringo song. We can't really...
There are more.
There are more, but none that we know.
And we don't feel comfortable. Maybe they'll be horrible if we play it. Anyways, so this
we'll
is
see.
Shot in the Dark. Maybe we'll like Time on My Hands by Ringo.
I used to have a true love. Everything was fine. But now she's found a new love. She's no longer mine. I thought it was forever, but she had other plans. Now these arms are empty, and I've got time on my hands. I turned my collar up, kept my eyes turned down. I walked the empty streets, the blue side of town. When she was my baby, I was a busy man. But she slipped through my fingers, and I've got time on my hands. Time on my hands. The lessons we learned. I'm over her.
So that was Time on My Hands by Ringo. You know, I didn't hate it all that much. It's definitely
country. Yeah, it wasn't
bad. His voice, he still sounds crispy for, what, an 84-year-old?
Yeah, everyone should go listen to his new album in January.
When it drops. We gotta do like a drop party for Ringo's album.
Yeah.
So
thank you for listening. We've almost made it to an hour. That's impressive. Good job, Ringo.
Nice job, Ringo. He still has more songs out there, too.
Yeah. Our next song is going to be one of George Harrison's songs, I guess we'll sneak peek our next episode.
Our next show. Yeah. When we just do George Harrison songs. And then we'll have to pick, you know, because there's actually a lot of George Harrison songs. But what song are you playing, Sonia?
The next song is Crackerbox Palace by George Harrison. I hope you enjoy. Do you have anything you want to say about it?
You guys should watch the music video because it's really funny.
Videos are a dying art. But this one is amazing.
This one from the 70s. It's great. Yeah. You got to watch it.
All right. I hope you all enjoy. And have a good Sunday morning.
Yeah. Bye.
We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No man where you roam, no one love is true. While growing up, we're trying to, not knowing where to start. What the rest don't do, or face the fact the Crackerbox Palace may have no other choice than to deport you. Such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, no one love is true. It's true, it's true. Sometimes the good, sometimes the bad, that's all a part of life. Standing in between them all, I met a Mr. Cripe, and he said, I welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. Was not expecting you. Let's swipe and tap at Crackerbox Palace. Know that the Lord is well and inside of you. And we welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, no, our love is true. You bring such joy. Love is true.
Purchase. She's afraid of a light in the dark. 6:58. Are you sure where my spark is? She's afraid of the light in the dark. 6:58, are you sure where my spark is? Here.
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.